Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience tuning in the South and our online audience joining us around the world through our various platforms, including our good friends at iHeartRadio. We're glad you all could join us as well. I'm so excited to welcome not only a repeat guest to our program, but someone I'm glad to call my friend as well. Anzor S. Chaluka is back with us. We're going to talk to him not only about what it's been like for him to build his own brand and business, but also the work he's doing to be able to help you to do the same thing. I thought it was important for Anzor to come back because in the times that we're living in now, a lot of people are having to make adjustments in their business and their lives. A lot of people are just deciding that they may want to take this time where so many things are uncertain to be able to build their brand. We'll talk to Anzor about how he's been able to do that, the work he's able to do to help you, and of course let you guys know how to stay connected with him. Anzor, hello to you, and welcome back to the program, man.
Iris, thanks so very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I was looking forward to this conversation. As I was saying to you before we went on here, it's hard to believe you've been coming on this program now for over a decade, and each time it's always great. You and I have stayed connected even when we're not on the radio through social media, so we'll get into social media. But I want to talk about how you've met the challenge of this year, Anzor, because I think for a lot of people, as I said, this year has been a year of reflection for them, but also for many people, it's been one of those things where they've had to say, you know what, is it time for me to make a change? How have you been able to navigate the waters of 2020?
You know, I think living life and establishing a really clear life goal and some principles and guiding principles have really helped. You know, it's all about your support system and the structures around you. It's really easy to get lost in everything that's happening nowadays, whether it's, you know, geopolitical or even in social. You know, we were kind of extracted from interacting and engaging with people that are important and loved ones earlier in the year, right? Start of March.
Right.
And sometimes folks put a lot of heavy emphasis on the day-to-day disciplines of, say, driving into work. Maybe they're taking the same road, grabbing a coffee. And since the beginning of the year, I think it's been really difficult on people to continue to be very passionate about the things that they're doing, whether going to the gym and such, when everything was extracted. And you had to sit with yourself very quietly during the shutdown. And I think it's, you know, what I found to be very helpful is, number one, getting back to actually reading and reading more than one topic to keep your mind fresh. Journaling has been really, really helpful. Watching documentaries that are something other than Tiger King, let's just put it out there, right? You don't want to kind of do those types of documentaries only, but sharing what you learned, which you do so very, very well, when you learn something and you share it with people that you think is going to make a positive impact, that has really helped. And that's, I think, the approach that we're taking, myself and the staff at the agency across. And that when we learn something, we want to empathetically and irrevocably just share that with the world. And that has really helped us continue to stay focused, and myself as well.
Anzor, I watched a video, and I didn't tell you this before we went on here, but when I was prepping for this segment, I found a video you had posted on Facebook last year. And it was so interesting and I think so timely to where we are today because you were talking about a reset and you were using the example of our computer. Sometimes when our computers are glitchy, sometimes it's time for us to reboot. You know, we need a reset. And you were kind of comparing it to us. Have you always known that? Have you always known that even when we're facing challenges, instead of giving up, it might be time for us just to refresh and to take a fresh look at things, where we are and where we want to go?
Absolutely. You know, everything, I really appreciate you watching that as always. You know, I think so highly of you, Cyrus. So it's so important when you're dealing with technological devices, as you mentioned, the premise of that segment was that as life continues and you start to use your phone more and more often, you open up 15 different apps or, you know, you keep the brightness high. All of a sudden, you know, they come out with a new software, right? And the software comes out, and then all of a sudden it has particular bugs. And then you get a notification from Apple or Android or Google or whatever says, hey, you have to update it because there are some bugs. First and foremost, I view bugs in the sense of our lives as conflicts. or, you know, conflicting issues. And so sometimes you have to go and reset the phone, as you're mentioning, as it was indicated on the message. And that's also what has to happen. And so a lot of folks will try to truck through it. They'll try to continue to just blast through the problems. And then when you do that, just like in a phone, you start to deplete your battery. And what does that mean? You deplete your emotional intelligence, your physical capabilities. Sometimes you start to diminish, the relationships around you. And so when you reset, it's really important that you have, because you're probably likely emotionally compromised, activities and things that will let you just go into a habitual state, which is, you know what, I want to read for 15 minutes, or I want to meditate, or I want to go for a run, or whatever it may be, because it starts to become a very cyclical process. And just like Windows, right, at the end of the night, it says, hey, there are some updates. When do you want to set the update reminder? Indefinitely at 3 a.m.? Yes. And so that's what happens. And you've seen some of the most successful people in the world get up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And what they end up doing is they start praying, or they're meditating, or whatever it is. And they don't even need an alarm anymore. No matter what happens, I think it's important for us to do that now more than ever. And it will continue to be very important moving forward.
So true. So I guess an obvious question would be then, Ansor, for anyone listening to this conversation, as we get into what you're doing for others, is how did you get here? How did you get to a place where you recognize not only what you could achieve personally and professionally, but then actually have the will to do it? Because what I have found, and I know you have as well, is that there are a lot of people who will say, oh, well, I want to be successful. I want to be a millionaire. I want to have this. I want to have that. But when you look at their habits and you look at what they're doing, it doesn't light up with what they say that they want. So, I mean, how did you get to a place where you realized that if you were going to attain what you say you wanted, that it was going to take work to get it?
You know, I've learned a very valuable lesson because of those that are nearest and dearest to me. And I will tell you a lesson that has opened my eyes, truly. A lot of people have clear intentions on things that they want to do, and they're very intentful on doing it. For example, making money, building relationships, maintaining good health. But a lot of times, it's a lot of fluff, and including with myself too, right? I sometimes will talk a big game if I don't catch myself following through with it. And I think nowadays it is so difficult to see the difference between someone's intention and action. And a long time ago, it was easy to take a look at people's actions and say, oh, you know what? Yeah, he's acting a particular way. He gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, for an example, and he meditates. But then what does he do right afterwards? Is his intention to get up at 3 a.m. and to meditate because he wants to have a sound mind, or her to have a sound mind, and then at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning hit, you know, checking their emails if that's what it's going to be, or hitting the gym? A lot of people don't marry those two together. And sometimes, although your intentions may not be clear, your actions will carry you through. And sometimes if your actions are not clear, your intention and your purpose will make it very clear that you have to keep going when everyone tells you to stop. And someone very clear to me, very, very near dear to me, is someone that brought that to my attention. And so that's really kind of what pulls me through.
Accountability is so important to others and to ourselves, for sure. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back Ansor S. Jaluka to our program. We're talking to him not only about what it's been like for him to follow his own path and pursue his passion and find success there, but also the work he's been able to do to help others. So as we kind of transition to what you do for others and how our audience can benefit, Ansor, I want to talk about that in itself, as a kind of an umbrella thing, because a lot of times we see people who are just about them, that they just want their own thing, is each man or woman for themselves. Have you always known that you wanted to be able to provide the resources and tools to help others as you have been helped?
Absolutely. I think, you know, it sounds cliche, but you have to give back. You know, if you do, not only will you learn something about yourself, but you'll learn something about the world. And nowadays, I think people are so, including myself, we're so in tune with what we think we know that we don't know what we don't know anymore. And ignorance is on a rise. I hate to say that, but empathy seems to be one thing that will check you into the right mindset in the right place instantaneously. If you want instant gratification, you have to be empathetic. And the way to do that is by giving more than you take, and by learning along the way.
Right. I think that is so true. So talk to us then about what you have been able to offer then and how people have benefited, Unzwar. I mean, talk to us about your business, what it does, and the services you offer that others can be able to take advantage of.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. So essentially, you know, there are about 7.6 billion people in the world, right, in terms of population. And, you know, technology and digital media has been growing massively around. So since, you know, January of 2019, there was a consensus report that was done that took a look and said that typically about 5.1 billion users have unique mobile users. And then 4.3 billion are internet users. And from there, 3.4 billion are active on social media, and 3.2 billion are active on social media from a mobile standpoint. So what does that mean? That means that people are more interconnected now than ever using these particular types of platforms. And so as entrepreneurship stands, entrepreneurs typically will resolve or provide solutions to consumers, right? They find the problem, typically in most cases, that they themselves have had an issue with, and then they find solutions or products or services that are typically pitched over to their ideal customer. Well, there's a problem oftentimes. Number one, once you go through the ideation process, which is you have an idea and you come through it, a lot of times it's hard for you to identify who your consumer is, your customers. And so we help customers go through a customer journey process. That's one of the services to say, listen, this is your product. Have you thought about using it or providing it and messaging to the right consumer, consumer A, B, C, D, by creating profiles and then helping crafting sequence of messaging, email marketing, social media posts, website development, app development, lead generation. So everything from A to Z, once you have an idea in place, if you want to get it off the ground and running, if you want to have particular things built out, automation, CRM systems, whatever it may be, we are from start to finish someone that can help you. And we've been doing that for some of the largest companies in the nation and across the globe. And we've also worked with small boutiques and mom and pop shops. And so we're very passionate about doing something called a discovery session. You know, if someone were to go to our website at socialmedia312.com, and say that they wanted to request information, the first thing that we would do typically is that we would have a discovery call. It's a very non-invasive call with, you know, the prospect. And we just learn about what the pain points are. What is it that you're struggling with? If there's something for free, typically like a tool that we think would help you or some information or a landscape analysis, we happily give it off. Or sometimes the fastest way is to say, you know what, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm doing. I'm stagnated. I'm reaching $10,000 in sales. I'm going to reach $100,000. We'll go ahead and take a look at your direct competitors, and we'll take a look at their keywords for their SEO. We'll take a look at their messaging, their social media, what kind of posts, graphic design. And then we'll go ahead and find loopholes that aren't being done and then help you capitalize on it. And that's what we've done very, very well. And we're typically hired if someone is stagnated. So if they are, you know, stuck at $100,000 or $50,000 a year in their brand and they want to go to $250,000 or $400,000 or a million, you only can do that with one way, customers. And we are really good at getting customers, whether it's paid advertisements, Google SEO, social media, or anything of that sort.
Wow. So a couple questions based on what you just said, Unzwar. For one thing I have found when in having conversations with individuals, and I'm curious as to if this has come up, that there's some people who want to be everything to everyone. Is that one of the dangers that you see, that people, they haven't niched down enough or figured out exactly who their target audience is, that they're trying to reach everyone, and that's why they feel like they're not reaching anyone?
100%. You know, Amazon was not built by providing a million things. Amazon was built under the premise that, you know, Jeff Bezos is going to offer books, right? eBay, although was a multifaceted platform, there was one premise of eBay that they stuck to very well, which was a bidding strategy, right? PayPal, same exact thing. PayPal was built under one premise, protection of transfer of funds. Microsoft, same thing, right? The operating system. So it's very, very important that, number one, you have a good sound business strategy to say, this is my product and it serves this particular person. And we're going to do this very, very well, because I promise you what will happen is that if you stay focused on one particular aspect or one solution, your customer base, as it exponentially grows, and it will organically, they will begin to say, hey, can you go ahead and service this need? Do you think that you guys can modify and offer these features? And that's exactly how Sony and everyone else does it. Do you notice when you go to Best Buy or one of these places you want to buy a camera? You'll notice that you'll have, option A camera. Option A will have everything under the sun except for infrared scanning. And then you go to option B, which has infrared scanning, but then 99% of what the other one had. So it's very important that you focus, niche yourself, become very, very good, and then data mine your customers. Have them tell you what would advance what you're offering, and then you can go ahead and diversify without cannibalizing yourself. And that's very important.
Yeah, I think that is so true. And I think so, I think for people who are looking to advance and they may say, you know what, I don't know why I'm not able to get where I want to go. Being able to use your services in Unzor is something that they can definitely benefit from, and we're going to let them know how they can contact you. I want to talk about how it feels on the other side. When you're able to work with a client, when you're able to identify their needs, how does that feel to know that you're able to help them to put the pieces together as to what can help their business to be successful?
It's really rewarding. It's that concept of giving more than you take. We are touching the lives of, not only corporations, but also small individual mom and pop shops and small to medium sized businesses. And nowadays, let's face it, it's really difficult. It's getting really, really competitive, right? So to know that we're making an impact and people are actually starting to see positive results immediately, not 6 months or 12 months down the road like most agencies are doing, we will try to make an impact within the first, month. Immediately to show you that things are working, and we want to teach you along the way because we know that this isn't a forced relationship. So it feels really good that not only are we able to provide services that are being capitalized, but people are learning. Like for an example, if your listeners have a pen and a paper, some of the things I want them to take away, if I can, are if you're doing email marketing. Please understand there are more emails than individuals using the internet, for an example. It's just because people will create 3 or 4 individual emails. And so sometimes the best time to do an email open rate is, like I say, a Thursday. And sometimes the lowest subscribe rates on Sunday and Monday. So you have to, when we go ahead and touch the lives of individuals like business owners and such, it is to teach them something so that they can continue on and expand their knowledge. And that's the idea. So it feels really good to give back that way and to also be of service.
So this may sound like a crazy question, but it's going to lead into how our audience can contact you, Unzor. What about for yourself? I think one thing I have learned in my years, even in the time that you and I have known each other, is that there's not everything is going to work for everyone. But for yourself,
sure.
Have you found that there are certain media platforms, social media platforms, especially over the past decade, that work better for you? Is that one of the things that you also work with your clients and customers on, is finding out not only what may work better for them, but helping them to feel the most comfortable on that platform?
Absolutely. There's one thing that I think it's very, very important that that the listeners, especially the entrepreneurs or soon to be entrepreneurs, consider. When you think of Apple, you might either think of a product, a particular product, and or Steve Jobs. If you are an entrepreneur, it's so important for you to understand that you are going to be utilizing technology and platforms in order to share your message. So your message has to be really good. And that's what we help with. But more than that, I found that if you craft a very clear, decisive approach to what platform you want to use and what you want to share on there, then it'll be very easy for you to organically grow. So for an example, Facebook was always a social platform. But as the years continue to progress and they took over WhatsApp and they also took over Instagram, Instagram was a very image-based and now short video-based app. And so you can consume content very quickly in some. In the case of Facebook right now, it's very group focused, right? And so you'll notice that if we're going to help someone utilize or suggest a platform, number one, we're going to suggest it based on your corporation, but also you as the face perhaps of the company need to have your own platforms that work. So if you're a bridal dress company and you're selling bridesmaids dresses or wedding dresses, I'm not going to tell you to go on LinkedIn. I'm going to tell you, first of all, consider Facebook, Instagram, potentially TikTok, but very heavily on Pinterest. But if you have a personal brand and it's not very visual, I would tell you then you need to consider maybe if you're going through the manufacturing, you want to contact large corporations. Your Pinterest would be for your brand, and then you need to go on to LinkedIn so that you can publish articles and become very well known in your industry. So it's very important that you understand what you're using the platform for. And I have found that all the majors work, but it's more so what is being shared and said and on what consistency it's being shared.
Gotcha. And again, that's why it's so important to think about your audience as well.
Anzor
Espluca has been our guest for this segment. We're talking to him not only about his own journey to building his business and brand, but also how he's been able to help others. So if our audience is wondering, if they're listening to this conversation, Anzor, and they're thinking, okay, is this right for me, how would you describe your perfect client or someone who could best benefit from the services that you offer?
Absolutely. You know, the ideal clients that we've seen, number one, are one that have a tenacity, or they're tenacious in that they want to grow and they believe in their passion. Sometimes having, you know, unlimited funds is not really the ideal scenario for us, because you have to be very clear on what you're doing it for. So number one, you're ideally in business and you may have somewhat of a client base. If you don't have a website, at least you have an idea of what you're looking to have built, and you're willing to communicate, that would be ideal. In terms of the types of corporations that we deal with, corporations typically across the board, we see that we are dealing with individuals and companies that are wanting to grow their sales, or they need help with paid management, meaning ads online, or they want to help sequencing their messaging, or they want to grow their user base and increase sales. And so if you're wanting to increase your sales, if you're wanting to reach new customers, if you want to maximize your advertising budget, if you want to grow your follower base, or you want to get your product into, you know, the households across the country, even internationally, we're the company to help you do that. And then we can modify some packages that meet your exact needs. So that's what we do.
Gotcha. Well, Anzor, it's great to be able to have you back on with us, especially during the times that we're in now where people are looking at themselves, looking at where they are, and trying to figure out where they want to go and what's going to help them get there. So we're glad that you're here to help us to know what's available. Let our audience know, though, how they can stay connected with you, Anzor, as well as, of course, how they can contact you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about the things that we offer, you know, there is no obligation whatsoever. We're happy to take a look at your product or your services, your website, and do an assessment for you. Feel free to reach us at socialmedia312.com. That's our website, socialmedia312.com. If you contact us there by filling out an inquiry form, we'll schedule a discovery session with you. It's complimentary. It's free. And we'll get some really nice resources behind you there. In terms of myself, you can reach me directly on LinkedIn. My name is Anzor, A-N-Z-O-U-R, last name J-A-L-L-O-U-Q-A. And you can reach me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. You can reach me there.
All right. And we have, for our audience joining us online, we've actually put the website, socialmedia312.com, in the notes for this segment to make it easy for you guys to click on it there so you can be able to go there to the website. Anzor, always a pleasure, man, to be able to speak
Thank
with you
Cyrus.
Both on and off the air. Glad to have you back on with us and looking forward to
That's
our
it.
Next conversation together.
Looking forward to it. You're the best. Thank you so very, very much. And I'm so proud of everything you've accomplished. Really, if there's anyone that that deserves respect and accomplishments, you, my friend, are that person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, man. I definitely feel the same way about you. We appreciate you, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make today amazing. Take care.